This is a wonderful opportunity to be with these young women from this area in North Dakota. And they come together once a year to have what we call a girls' camp or an encampment. And they can come to know the Savior better. This is an opportunity for them to come to know Christ. And also to gather. And you know how girls are. They love to belong and to be able to enjoy spending time together. But our real focus is helping them understand who they are as daughters of Heavenly Father, and to also understand who their Savior is. And as they come to know their Savior and understand that they're part of this great plan, that they have a lot more confidence and caring and compassion. So one of the things that I think is really fun about this whole camp is the opportunity that they had to do service for the community. Service projects, I even have a little cheat sheet here to see what the service projects,
I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
what areas they cover today?
I just think it's fun to realize how broad it was. So some of them, of course, were weeding and putting mulch around trees and making things more beautiful. I think they worked with the city so that the city said, these are some of the needs that we have. Mm-hmm. And they were out to go, they went out in groups, laughing and visiting, but serving and lifting a community. And that's one of the things we want one of our young women to do, is to realize they can make a difference wherever they go, and that others can feel the Savior's love through their service.
And I think some of them, Natalie Winch was saying, Sister Natalie was saying they went to Jefferson.
Okay, so they did weeding, trimming, mulch. They interacted with some disabled and senior residents at a care facility. So touching hearts and lifting heavy hands that are hanging down. And, you know, these are young people from 11 all the way up to 18. And as they work together and make a difference in people's lives, it also they realize that their hearts are touched and that their lives are changed.
How many days are you running the encampment here?
I think it goes from Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay. And then you probably said it in your focus, but at the end of it all, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, that's a perfect question. Because really, it was in our introduction, but it's we hope that their faith is strengthened in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that they have eyes to see other people. We hope that they go out in the community and help others feel the Savior's love through little things that they can do, normal and natural things that we can do to lift others around us. And that they're strengthened in their understanding of the Scriptures, and knowing that they can go to the Scriptures for answers, that they can pray on their knees. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for them to see collectively the strength of young women.
Is this the first time the encampment's been held in Valley City?
This is the second time it has been held in Valley City.
You know,
we love Valley City. It's such a beautiful place. And hopefully it was a positive experience for them to have us here.